This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Vickert.
Last August, Congress passed the Veterans Access, Choice, and Accountability Act after news surfaced of long delays in some VA centers around the country. The law provided more money to VA centers and allows veterans to seek care outside of the system if wait times will be longer than 30 days.
Since that law's passed, the Associated Press has been investigating wait times at VA centers around the country and found that while hospitals in Wisconsin fare well overall, waits in Milwaukee and Madison are longer than the national average and could be growing. Here with us now is Dana Ferguson, an AP reporter based in Madison. Dana, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's start right here in Wisconsin. What did you find about wait times here in VA centers?
Sure. So as you said, in Wisconsin, hospitals, clinics seem to be faring a little bit better than the national average. VA hospitals across the country have seen sort of a national average of 2.8% of appointments that occur after 31 days or more. And Wisconsin is doing better than that overall, with 1.4% of appointments across the state occurring after about a month. And as you said, Madison and Milwaukee facilities are seeing longer wait times because they are larger facilities. But overall, Wisconsin's doing pretty well.
Now, that 1.4% here in Wisconsin, does that represent an improvement?
It's hard to say. You know, this data that we're looking at hasn't necessarily been looked at before. AP picked it up after August when that act went into effect. So it's hard to really make a comparison at this point.
Well, the AP looked at VA hospitals, as you said, nationally. Did you pick up on any overarching trends from that national big picture?
I think there are definitely pockets across the country that are seeing longer wait times. In the South, there are quite a few of those. But looking at Wisconsin as compared to those pockets, we're definitely not seeing any huge waits. So that's good for Wisconsinites. But, yes, there are pockets, but it seems that over that expanse of time, hospitals are doing better, the VA hospitals. Yeah. Can I say anything more about that? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's good. We'll leave that that point there. But overall, so it sounds like it's fair to say the new funds and the policy implemented last year have made a difference. Is that a fair statement?
I think it sort of depends where you're looking, but it would seem that in Wisconsin that could be true.
Now, the VA in Toma, Wisconsin, has been in the spotlight in recent months for overprescribing opioids. Now, in general, do you have a sense how the VA system in Wisconsin compares with other states?
I don't know that I'm quite understanding the question you're asking there.
Just looking at some of the troubles Wisconsin has had recently, it's been in the news. Do other states seem to be experiencing some issues along similar lines or other hiccups in the service to vets?
Sure. I think other states are seeing some of the same issues, definitely with opiate prescription. There are programs out there that are making an effort to reduce the amount of opiates that are being prescribed at hospitals across the country. And Wisconsin doesn't seem to be having the same issues with wait times. But as you mentioned, the facility in Toma has definitely come into the national spotlight recently for alleged opiate overprescription, for retaliatory behaviors among staff. And after a hearing last week, it sounds like those issues are not solely occurring at that Toma facility.
And do you know which facilities in the state had the lowest wait times, where the wait time was the lowest?
Sure, yeah. So the data shows that Kenosha and Chippewa Falls clinics seem to have the lowest wait times. They reported about 0.3% of the appointments that occurred there happened after about a month or more, and that's very low, again, compared to the national average of 2.8%. So Those were the clinics that we showed as having very, very minimal numbers of patients coming in after having to wait.
Now, it's always good to get a picture of why a success story happens. Do we have a handle on why the wait times were low there?
We don't necessarily have as much an idea of why they were doing sort of better. We have ideas as to why some of the other clinics were not putting up the same low wait times. We know that facilities that had the longer wait times had lost physicians or were just dealing with higher patient loads. So I think it could be fairly said that maybe they were operating at full staff, had enough physicians to see their patients, or maybe they didn't have as many patients at those smaller clinics.
Now, taking a look at places in Wisconsin with longer waits, Madison and Milwaukee, a bit of a different story here. Now, you actually found that there was an increase in the number of veterans waiting more than 30 days. How significant was that increase?
That is correct. At those facilities, at least in Milwaukee, our early data from September showed that they had 187 appointments that took longer than 2 months to complete. So those patients were waiting more than 2 months to see a doctor. And by February, that number had more than doubled. So 455 patients out in Milwaukee waited more than 2 months to see a doctor there. And in speaking with some of the spokesmen who work out there, it sounds like they are really having a lack of providers. So it's become difficult for them to meet the demand they're seeing. But they said that they're really working to make sure that anyone waiting more than 30 days gets a chance to see a non-VA doctor or find another option so that if they're having a serious problem, it's being taken care of.
We're talking right now with Dana Ferguson, an AP reporter based in Madison, taking a look at wait times in Wisconsin when it comes to VA centers. The AP looked at VA centers in Wisconsin and around the country. In general, wait times down in Wisconsin, but Madison and Milwaukee, a bit of a different story with longer wait times. And Dana, you said there was perhaps a lack of providers that was contributing to these longer wait times in Madison and also in Milwaukee. Any sense about why that is, why there is a shortage of providers in those two locations?
You know, of that, I am not sure. The spokesman I talked to didn't really seem to have an answer to that either. At some clinics, doctors are retiring or just leaving those positions. And whenever there's a hole, these spokesmen are saying it's difficult to fill it right away, which can leave a gap then for patients in getting their immediate service. But no definite answer as to why these physicians are not filling those spots.
Now, the new law allows veterans to look for care somewhere else if they have to wait more than 30 days. So in the case of Milwaukee, of Madison, where that is happening, we're seeing these trends of wait times going up. Are veterans looking for care somewhere else?
Yes, it sounds like, based on the conversations that I've had, that people are looking outside the VA system if they have problems that really need immediate attention. But there are other veterans who are just taking the time to wait. They might feel comfortable in the VA system, and if they have something that is not urgent or pressing, they would be likely to just wait the month or so until they're able to see their VA physician.
Are there particular areas of medicine that might put veterans on a longer waiting list, either in Milwaukee and Madison or elsewhere?
Yeah, just looking at, I mean, the Green Bay facility, they just recently had an audiologist transfer. They've had a surgeon resign. And so in those areas, they've really been having trouble getting patients in to see people in those areas right away. And they've been using the CHOICE program quite a bit to allow veterans to go outside the VA system to get health care, or having them go to other VA hospitals across the state.
Now, as you mentioned, you spoke with hospital administrators, spokespeople. Did you get the sense that the wait times in Milwaukee and Madison are seen as a big problem, or as, you know, maybe more of a temporary hurdle?
You know, it doesn't sound like, based on conversations with veterans advocates, that veterans are really struggling with these wait times. I spoke with Jim Duff, who's the director of the Milwaukee County Veterans Service Office, and he said he's really not hearing complaints about these wait times, that they've had good interactions with the VA hospital out in Milwaukee. So I think it might be more of a hurdle as far as they see it.
Is there any legislation that you know of that might be in the works, either on the federal side or the state side, that might be looking to address, you know, some of the areas where there is still a problem with wait times, in Wisconsin or elsewhere in the country?
You know, as far as I know, there is not, but that could very easily change, especially as more people read this story or others around the country that looks at the same data that we've compiled.
Well, Dana, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
That was Dana Ferguson, AP reporter based in Madison, talking about wait times at Wisconsin's VA hospitals, also taking a bigger look at the national picture.
I'm Rob Ferrett.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.